say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
A little bit of music from Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew there. Get things started. You know, it's not only appropriate that we have music from the road crew for our theme song this morning to inspire a bit of a road trip, but this morning on Facebook I shared a link. The road crew put out a song a few years ago about Under the Neon, and that's rather fitting for our discussion this morning. We'll be talking with Beth Hilburn this morning with a Highway Cafe in near Vinita, Oklahoma. Beth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
You know me. Every day's good. Some are just better than others.
That's right.
Thank you so much for doing this morning. I'm so excited about what you've got coming up on March 24th. Is that correct?
25th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. You've been waiting for this for quite a while, getting that neon relit.
A long time. It's been a dream that is finally coming into fruition, for sure.
You know, it's the work. I understand the Missouri Route 66 Association contributed, and that sums up the Route 66 community quite nicely, doesn't it? That everybody supports.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. They have just worked tirelessly to help me, Jim Thole and Robert Gill from the Missouri Association, as well as Reese Martin from the Oklahoma Association. We have worked over a year actually on it, and a lot of conference calls and a lot of plotting and trying to get things together, and now it's all coming together, and we get to enjoy the fruits of the labor kind of after all the work.
You're going to have quite a party. I just have a feeling that you are going to be surprised by the turnout.
Yeah, we are super excited, and we have a lot of fun things scheduled for that night. Not only, you know, some finger foods and some live music. We have Elvis that's going to come and sing for us, and it's just going to be a great time. And then we'll actually get to flip the switch. If everything comes together like we hope it will, the original owner, the man who created and designed the sign and the Highway Cafe, Tom Schwartz, he's planning to make the trip down from Kansas City, and I'm hoping that he will be there and be able to flip the switch for us.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
You and your husband have worked tirelessly at this cafe, putting this back on the map. For what, about a dozen years?
Yes, our family has owned it for 12 years. My father had, my father and mother had bought the Western Motel around 9/11, around 2001. And we, as a family, were looking for some properties to purchase together so that I could move here. My husband and I were ready to relocate. Our oldest daughter was about to start preschool, and we lived in a big area, and we just decided we wanted to move and be close to the grandparents. So we looked, and we looked at a lot of different areas, but northeastern Oklahoma was very sentimental to us and was an area that my family really wanted to come back to. So my father and mother purchased the Western Motel. They owned it for about 10 years. And then the Highway Cafe became available. And at the time, my father was 90 years old and decided to go ahead and purchase it just because it did adjoin the Western Motel. And it was something that he didn't want it to close. He wanted it to continue on, and he was trying to figure out a way to do that. At the time, my husband and I had a trucking company that we'd owned for 20 years, and I kind of did all the paperwork. My husband ran the trucks, my husband just said, you know, if you guys could just take, I mean, my dad just said, if you could just take 6 months and just just get it off and going and clean it up a little bit and until I can find somebody to run it. You know, and we said, oh, sure. We had had a little small restaurant in Texas before. So we kind of, were excited about seeing what we could do with the cafe. And once we got into it, we absolutely loved it. My husband took a break from trucking for about 7 years. And before he went back to trucking, we just can't seem to get the restaurant out of our blood, sort of a thing. We love the people and the area and the entire community. So, if you ever have came to the Highway Cafe, it's almost like a family feeling. It's almost like you're going home. Everybody kind of knows everybody. I jokingly say we're kind of like Cheers, where everybody knows your name, kind of a thing. And that's what we want. That is the feel that we want people to experience when they come to the Highway Cafe.
You know, that's the very essence of what makes Route 66 so special. It's the people. It's the vibrancy. It's the passion they have for what they're doing. And gosh, with a centennial coming up, it's great to have businesses like yours, your family. How old is the Highway Cafe? How long has it been there?
The Highway Cafe has been in existence in its current location since 1963. Originally, Tom Schwartz had a truck stop, a cafe, and a very small motel. I think it only had 4 or 5 rooms. But it was actually located where the expanded highway is now. So the highway department actually came through and bought him out, bought all of his businesses out. And Tom actually went to the auction, bought all the buildings back, and rebuilt them about 100 feet north of where they were. And he did not rebuild the motel at that time, but he did rebuild the Highway Cafe in its current location, and that's when he added the historic sign.
That's pretty darn impressive history.
I know. When he told me the story, I couldn't believe it. He said he went to the auction, he purchased all the buildings, and the highway department told him he had about 30 days to get everything moved because they were going to come through and start on their build. And so he got a crew together. He basically scrapped what he could and kind of reused some of what he could, and then just rebuilt it from the ground up about 100 feet north of where it was located originally. So it's actually super interesting.
It's fascinating, the innovation, the ambition that people took a few years, years ago. In Pontiac, Illinois, the Log Cabin restaurant has kind of an interesting story where I believe it dates to the mid-1930s. And when they realigned Route 66, it put the highway behind the cafe. So they literally jacked the building up and turned it around to face the other direction.
That is great.
I see your post on Facebook, and I got to tell you, I get hungry just looking at what you put up there.
Well, we certainly try. We serve, a full menu all day. So we're the kind of place that you can come get breakfast at any time. And I'm a person that personally likes to eat breakfast, even in the afternoons or evenings. So that's something that we certainly wanted to do. We have a lot of, my husband's actually the cook. I will admit that. He is actually, most of the recipes are ones that are his and he's very particular about. And so we have a lot of homemade stuff and a lot of them come from his collection.
Greg Hassman from Albuquerque has a question for you. He says, what do you enjoy most about being at the cafe?
Oh, it has to be the people. We see such a wide variety of people. We have a lot of locals that eat with us 2 or 3 times a day. But we have a lot of people that are just from all over the world doing Route 66. And I just find it fascinating to see the love that other people have for Route 66, just like we do.
You know, the international aspect of Route 66 is difficult to, I have trouble finding words to describe that. I I grew up along the highway. My folks used to tease me that I was potty trained along the highway. And so, you know, to me, it's a road. It's always been interesting. It's a road. But the international fascination for the road adds kind of an infectious enthusiasm that's hard to describe.
Yes, it definitely is. It's just amazing. I can't even tell you how many countries we've had. We've had people that are on bicycles doing the route, on motorcycles, car clubs. And it's just fascinating to see the excitement that they have for it.
A few years back, I'm probably 15, 20 years ago now. And I have a very dark sense of humor, so I'll apologize in advance. But there was a French mime that tried to set a stilt walking record. He was going to go from Chicago to Los Angeles on Route 66, 6-foot stilts. And he made it to Oklahoma before he became a little ill, couldn't make the trip any further. And my first thought was, how does a French mime call for help in Oklahoma? But it's just one of those things. The cafe, I really think you're going to have a great turnout for this because it's really a subject of conversation. When they relit the sign in Amboy, California, which is Amboy is not in the middle of nowhere, but if you squint hard, you can see it from there. And of course, they have a airfield there, and they had people flying in. They had people from all over the world show up to see them flip that switch. And I think you're going to be really surprised.
Well, we are excited to host it, and we just really encourage everyone to come out and enjoy the evening with us.
Well, you know, I am sure glad you survived COVID. That was that apocalyptic situation really ended up killing quite a few businesses.
Yeah, when COVID hit, we actually kind of went the opposite direction. We increased our days. We were actually open 7 days a week during that time. We started delivering meals within, you know, a 5-mile radius of the cafe. We delivered meals to people that were staying home and not able to get out. We also started like family style meals where you could pick up, or we would deliver like lasagnas or things that were ready to cook, because some people just didn't get out, of course, going to the grocery store or anything. So we actually kind of leaned in and did more, tried to do as much as we could to support our community during that time. We even offered grocery bags where we would bag up a complete meal of hamburgers, and it was the hamburger patties and buns and everything, and deliver it to your house. So we actually kind of went a different direction, and I think that helped us. I think that encouraged the community to support us during that time. And then once we had everything kind of lightened up a little bit with COVID, we had people that came back out, and we had new people that had came out because they had heard about us during the delivery process and during the COVID era.
You know, that is that sense of community is it gets overshadowed a lot. It's a rarity, but it's so important. One of the things that I was really touched by that you do there is your pay it forward wall. I think that is that's such an innovative and fascinating program. How did that come about?
Well, we started the Giving Wall in February of 2021, and it was actually started by that I knew of from another restaurant that was in a neighboring town in Miami, Oklahoma. And they kind of threw it out there saying that they were doing a pay it forward type wall, and they were challenging other restaurants to get on board. And as soon as I saw that, I kind of jumped on it because that's right up my alley. And I thought, well, let's just see what we can do here on Route 66. And so we started that board in February, and actually 2 years ago. So far, we've had donations from 14 states. It was featured on local television and radio, but also on the Washington Post carried it. A Boston radio station carried it. And that facilitated the donations from various places. So far to date, we have fed just over 840 people during that time. And I've even had people that have had to eat off the wall a couple days at the end of the month, and then they actually came back and made donations to the wall a couple months later. So I've seen it completely, the cycle of it work, and it is just such an easy thing for me to facilitate. But at the same time, it has been so beneficial, not only to locals that have had to use it, but also people traveling. Some people even just walking down Route 66, you know. So that's been one thing, that probably the best thing we've done at the cafe over the time that we've had it. And it's definitely not going anywhere. It's something that we will continue to offer and facilitate for the community.
Beth, you know, it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. You're not only your passion for this business, but your passion for the community and the travelers. Your business model here exemplifies that, and it's pretty admirable. I got to tell you, it's pretty inspirational.
Well, thank you. For me, it's a little bit of a thing to kind of manage or to look over, but for the most part, I don't see why most restaurants couldn't facilitate this in some form or fashion.
Yeah, I it'd be easy enough to implement, and it's transformative. You know, it's transformative for you, for the people in the community, and for travelers. Like you said, people who are a little down on their luck and they come back and they contribute. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful thing, and it's fun to watch it, to actually experience it when you've helped that person in need, and you know how appreciative they are.
Gosh, Beth, you know, I don't think I'm going to make the sign lighting, but I'll definitely stop by and holler. I make one or two trips a year down 66. And when we get that direction, I'll give you a holler ahead of time. But I want to thank you for taking time from I know you're really busy right now and don't take time to do this. I greatly appreciate that. We've got some folks listening this morning, well, from Tennessee and Michigan and Arizona, and New Mexico, and pretty much all over. But I want to thank you. And anytime you want to join us, please let me know. I think people would love to hear more about what's going on. Would sure like to hear more about your sign lighting party.
I know. I can't wait to. We have some exciting news that we will be announcing at the sign lighting. So I'm trying to keep our momentum flowing here. We were so fortunate last year to receive several grants and different things that have certainly helped. The sign lighting was part of the National Park Service cost share grant, and we were one of 11 places that were chosen for that. And then last summer, we were also chosen for the Backing Historical Small Restaurants, which is through the National Trust for Historic Preservation, in conjunction with American Express. And with that grant, we were one of 25 restaurants that had been selected across the United States. And with that funding, we actually added additional seating. So some of our patrons that used to come to us, they said, man, you just need to be a little bit bigger. So they'll be excited to see that we've added additional seating there. We've added some outdoor murals that you can have your picture made by, and some outdoor lighting. We also participated in November. We participated with Mobile One with their Keep Route 66 Kicking campaign. Yes. I don't know if you saw any of that, but that was super exciting. We purchased a 1963 Rambler.
Yes, yes.
An AMC Rambler. And we did that. I specifically wanted a 63 because that was the year that the cafe was started with Tom Schwartz. So we purchased that. And with over 100 volunteers, we placed 60,066 1/2-inch stickers that were all unique onto the body of the car. Oh, so it's if you look at the Facebook page, it created a big mural, and that was part of our, you know, the Route 66, Keep Route 66 Kicking campaign. And we had Guinness Book of World Records that came November the 12th and proclaimed our car the new Guinness World Record holder for the most stickers on a car. So I think Kuwait City had 43,000 stickers, and we surpassed that. We had the muffler man, the Mobile One muffler man, that was in our parking lot during that time, and people stopped and took pictures. And now we have our sticker Rambler, the world record Rambler, it's inside the cafe where we have like a glass garage door, and we have a Jumbotron TV that shows the work over the course of the 8 days that it took us to apply the stickers. You can watch like a video clip showing us working, and we have the world record plaque out there displayed. People can take their picture with the car there and see how we did it and see the actual stickers. And then we also have just recently, within the last week or two, added another 1963 Rambler to the outside of the car. And we're encouraging people to stop and use their own sticker and sticker that car and then come inside to see the world record car. So we're trying to create like a roadside attraction here in Northeast Oklahoma that people really look forward to. It's something that they can participate in, and then they can go inside and see the world record car as well.
Yeah, that's great. The quirky attractions, that is also a big part of Route 66. You know, Joe from the Road Crew, the band that I mentioned that does our theme song, and the band that did the song Under the Neon, he's on the program this morning, and he says,
"Oh, wonderful."
He says he'd like to stop by with the band sometime.
Oh, anytime. You tell him to get a hold of me, and we will do a big production for that.
We can take call-ins, too, on the program if anybody's interested, but I've got your notes going. And Maggie up in Lansing, Michigan, was asking how she can contribute to your wall.
Well, on our Facebook page, we have both Cash App and Venmo. There's also our address. I've had people mail checks. You're more than welcome to do that as well. You can even tell us what kind of entree you want to, you know, donate, whether it's hamburgers, or some people just donate a dessert, or just biscuits and gravy. You can even do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Beth, thank you so very much. This has been a very inspirational morning, and this was good. And I want to
thank you so much, Jim.
Oh, you betcha. And I hope next week, if you can join us, kind of listen in. We're going to do this 1 hour earlier next week, special time, to accommodate a little something special. We're going to have Stephanie Stuckey with us next week. And so we'll be doing that at 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And that should be an interesting program as well. She's working to revive her grandfather's business that was pretty much a roadside staple in the 50s and the 60s. Should be a lot of fun. Beth, thank you. I hope for the very best. And keep me apprised of any updates. If you can join us, great. But otherwise, I'll make sure that the updates get posted and we'll get some attention. Because what you're doing is, well, it's the very essence, the very spirit of Route 66 made manifest. And we're very grateful for that.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you so much for all your support.
You bet. Take care, Beth.
Bye-bye.
My friends, I hope that I found that as inspirational as I did. Next week, like I say, we're going to be talking to Stephanie Stuckey with just a special time, 1 hour earlier. I want to give a shout-out to our good friends and sponsors. They're at Tucumcari, New Mexico. Visit TucumcariNM.com as their website. You're going to be hearing some great things out of Tucumcari real soon. Those folks are getting excited. They're getting ambitious. And they're talking about the Route 66 Centennial, as are a lot of communities. Joe, it is a pleasure to have you with us this morning as we get a lot of mileage out of the theme song that you and the boys created for us. Greg, I like your idea of stopping by the cafe. You know, here's a little plug for you. I think it's the end of May, the 23rd, I think it is. National Road Trip Day is being celebrated The official kickoff is festivities are in Pontiac, Illinois. Now, wouldn't it be neat to get a kind of a convoy together, run Route 66 back to Pontiac, and we could all stop in the Highway Cafe for a lunch or dinner? Just putting that out there is kind of a bug for you. My friends, thank you for joining us this morning. And we'll do this again next week. And now, one more time to inspire a bit of a road trip with music from Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew. My friends, until we meet again, vaya con Dios, mi amigos.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Take care, my friends. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.